We're joined today with Brian Ortner. He is the public affairs specialist for AAA Iowa. Brian, how are you doing today?
I'm good. We're getting ready for the holiday like millions of others are this time of year for sure.
Yeah, so wanted to talk to you a little bit about travel around this time of year. So tell me, what does it look like for travel around the Thanksgiving holiday?
You know, it's going to be another record-setting year for travel numbers around Thanksgiving, not just here in our region, but nationally as well. And the numbers are quite impressive. You know, if we look at our region, which the way AAA puts their numbers and their forecast together, they try to have equal population centers. So that's why we're kind of lumped into a region with our neighbors of Nebraska, Minnesota, South Dakota, Kansas, Missouri, because it puts us in a population number that's equivalent to other areas around the country. So that explains the region. So for our region, we're about 6.4 million travelers going 50 miles or more this Thanksgiving season, and that's up from 6.2 million in 2023, and it breaks the record for pre-pandemic numbers of total travelers from 2019 of 6.3 million. So people are wanting to get out and about.
Was 2019 kind of the all-time high before the pandemic hit?
It was. According to numbers that have been tracked by AAA since so early 2000s, 2019 was the highest year for travel before the pandemic hit. And it's crazy to even think about it. We're nearing 5 years from COVID, which doesn't even seem like it. But that's the reality. We're 5 years removed. And as we've exited from COVID, we've seen the travel numbers continue to increase each year and each travel season as we've exited from COVID.
Brian, how can you predict travel numbers ahead of time? What's the kind of the calculation to get to those numbers?
Well, we have partners and we have our members. So, you know, we reach out to our membership and speak with them directly and get their take. Are they going on a trip? If they are, they flying? Are they driving? Are they going on a cruise? And then we have our partners with INREX, which is a national data analytics company, which helps provide some of the traffic numbers. S&P Global is a partner as well in that. So it's a collaborative effort to bring these numbers together to estimate what things look like for this year when it comes to cost, when it comes to numbers per travelers, and all the information. It's quite a bit of work through collaborative efforts to make it come together, and it's the same group we've been using for years to bring these numbers to the public.
Yeah, so let's talk about cost a little bit on travel. I know I do the weekly fuel report. I always report on that on KFJB. Gas seems to be down. Is that what you're seeing?
It is, and that's a great thing for consumers. I mean, we can be honest and say nobody's going to say, oh, we're going to take a road trip because gas prices are down. They're going to take the road trip regardless of where gas prices sit. You know, I don't think there's many that are making that decision based on what the cost is at the pump, but when you get to the pump this time of year, people are going to be very pleased. You know, if we look year over year, the average cost per gallon across the U.S. is $3.06. It's possible. There's 28 states now with below $3 per gallon on average fuel cost. It's possible that we might see a below $3 per gallon average nationally very soon. In Iowa, last year, consumers were paying $2.92 on average across the state at the pump. As of today, we're paying $2.75 across the state. So some definite savings there, which is great. And then you bring the market component into it when you look at the cost of crude oil. Markets today, a barrel of crude oil is trading below $70 per barrel, which is a nice thing to see as well, because that makes up, you know, more than half the cost of a gallon of fuel is what crude oil costs. So seeing those numbers continue to stay low are a benefit to consumers for sure.
So you said when you're looking at auto travel, it's traveling more than 50 miles. Do we see a ton of people actually traveling for Thanksgiving, like a destination getaway?
Well, there's a bit of both, and I guess we can break down the numbers a little bit. You know, we look at, in our region, the 6.4 million total travelers, 5.8 million of those are doing it by car. So there is a significant number who will be driving, and just under 300,000 traveling by air. And over 300,000 are going to hop on those cruise ships and those sorts of things. So it does break out a little bit. Road trips can sometimes be a little easier. They take the same amount of planning, but maybe a little less stress because you're avoiding the airports, you're avoiding security lines, you're avoiding check-in baggage, and you can set your own time frame. So that's a great thing. But for those who are flying or going somewhere else, warmer climates are the destination that seem to to be tipping or hitting the top of the list, you know, like Orlando, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. New York's a big one, too, with big holiday celebrations that take place along the city. And then you can move to the West Coast and go to Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Las Vegas. The warmer temps, I mean, we've been lucky here, but we know that our luck may run out when it comes to the weather here soon. And who wouldn't prefer clear blue water, sunshine, over snow? You know, that's a big factor with our numbers in that other category. Here in our region, being up higher than some other areas of the country may get during this time of year.
Yeah, so a lot of people in Iowa here will be traveling maybe by car to go see family. Is there some good times to maybe avoid the roadways and some better times to be out there to see less traffic?
There is. And you know, one thing that we did this year with our forecast is we really tried to true up the holiday transportation or the holiday vacation window in an effort to capture the flow of holiday travelers. Our Thanksgiving forecast period used to be Wednesday to Sunday. This year, we've expanded from Tuesday to Monday, and we expanded that range as well to years past to have a pure apples-to-apples comparison. So to answer the question of, you know, when is the best time to get out, there's a lot of things to keep in mind. Monday and Tuesday, there are still going to be people at work. Not everybody can get that Monday and Tuesday off. So that rush hour time is still a factor in there. You know, the worst travel times between 1 and 5 p.m. in the afternoon. If you have the day off and have the opportunity, leave before 11 a.m. to hit the road sooner before traffic picks up. Same thing for Tuesday. You know, that rush hour time that you may experience or the 1 to 7 window, hitting the road before 10 a.m. is definitely recommended. On Wednesday, obviously, a lot of schools will be closed and businesses will be shutting early. Again, it's that 1 to 5 p.m. time frame, so leaving earlier in the morning is going to be your best bet. Thanksgiving Day, you know, if your road trip isn't a significant one, maybe leaving early in the morning on Thanksgiving Day works for you, you know, because if you're going farther than that, you've probably already left. Businesses will be closed. Schools will be closed. Traffic should be at a minimum during that time. And then coming home, you know, if you need to make your trip home on Friday, you know, retailers are hoping the Black Friday shoppers still come out and don't stay home and do other shopping online. So that morning might be a little busy. So it's recommended to leave that Friday afternoon, maybe after 1 p.m. On Saturday, leave earlier in the morning if you can. If not, wait till the afternoon after 4 o'clock. And the same thing on Sunday. Your late afternoon, evening travel times will be the heaviest. So the earlier you can leave on Sunday will probably benefit you more for congestion that you might run into.
We're joined today with Brian Ortner. He's the public affairs specialist with AAA Iowa. Brian, I see you guys have a reminder here, Move Over For Me. Can you just tell our listeners what this is about?
Yeah, Move Over For Me, it's about vehicle safety. And we can talk about vehicle safety in a lot of different ways, but the biggest one is we all see it. We see it every day when you're on the road, if you're on the highway, on the interstate, you see a vehicle on the side of the road. Sometimes there's a tow truck there helping them get back on the road, police, fire, first responders. The idea of Move Over For Me is if you see that when you're driving, slow down and move over if possible, if it's safe to do so, to give those folks the room they need to work on a vehicle, to get it back on the road, for those travelers to reach their destination safely. And it's just another highlight with, you know, expected higher numbers of cars on the road, to be extra sensitive to those on the side of the road and give them the safe space they need. Because you never know when something might happen to your car or when you have that unexpected situation with your vehicle. And it's better to be safe and put those cell phones down, because that helps a ton, too, to focus on the driving. And also with your car, there's still some time. Get that routine maintenance done. We can talk with this topic. We'll come up at Thanksgiving. It'll come up on the 4th of July. It'll come up before we go back to school. Get that routine vehicle maintenance done. You know, your oil change, get your battery inspected, get the air pressure on your tires checked. It's the best thing to do to help avoid those situations where your car may unexpectedly give you an issue. We hope it doesn't. Routine maintenance helps prevent that. Leave early if you can. Allow extra time to get to your destination. That's whether you're driving or flying. Give yourself that extra time. You know, I guess my advice would be we all want to get to our holiday destination safely to enjoy a great weekend. Plan for it. Don't put yourself in a position where you're going to be frustrated. Identify an alternate route. pack an emergency kit in your car, you know, portable battery charger, blankets, water, some snacks, and even have your roadside assistance number on hand. If you subscribe to a roadside service, roadside emergency service, have that number handy to make that call in case something does happen while you're on the road. If you're flying, get to the airport early, 2 to 3 hours, sounds like a lot of time, but I guarantee you we'd rather be sitting in the chair in the terminal than standing in the security check-in line wondering if we're going to make our flight on time or we'll make the boarding happen. So lots of advice for folks who are out and about for the holiday.
Yeah, Brian, other than maybe slow down on the roadways, you said a lot of tips there. Anything else that we missed about travel around the holidays?
You know, bring your patience. I guess that's the biggest thing. You know, I think we all have the same end goal for the holiday weekend. That's to arrive at our destination and bring that patience. Because as we all know, the unexpected can and usually does happen. It might not happen to all of us. It might happen to someone else. But bring your patience because that incident may affect your time. And know that they have the same goal you do. Their goal isn't to make you late for your family's event. Just be patient and let's all enjoy it and have a safe holiday weekend.
Yeah, well, I appreciate your time today, Brian, and travel safe if you're going anywhere for the holidays.
I will, and you do the same, and great to talk. And just everybody out there, be safe. And last thing is designate a driver if you need to. Holiday celebrations are always important and can involve alcohol. So be smart, be safe, designate a driver while you're out.